Golly, I love this Roman millennial girl. She is a smart little cookie. I couldn't call her cookie. She is a very whippet woman. What happened? How do you want to explain it? You're great. More power to her, man. A lot of money. A lot of money. Good night, man. I love you. Take it off. There's some stuff in this. There's stuff already out for breakfast and lunch. Don't forget them. Please go out and work on it. I love you. See ya tonight. You got the garden water. Okay, looking pretty good. Bees are coming up good. Tell us, or
be grateful that they're removing themselves from the future. They're not having children. God bless America. The greatest thing gays do for society is not propagating. Correct. That's wonderful. I'm glad to see it. You don't need one more person choosing to come out of the closet. We don't need one more person choosing to do things that are anti-reproductive. You don't need them. And it kind of works out. They don't, if they're upright at all, which I'm sorry to say they don't have a pension plan. Sorry, don't mean to be rude. Part of the exploration of people who choose deviancy, trying to, quote, find themselves, that's almost entirely sexual. And guess what? Unless you're really, really fine, you really work hard, sex does get to these children whether you like it or not. Thank goodness there's something within your soul, within your very genetic makeup, that forces you to take care of your child, whether you really philosophically want to or not. Thank goodness. These may be the attitudes that we depend on to keep having children in places like the United States. It's sad though, because there's going to be a lot of broken, misguided, unloved, neglected children. Because, but you know what they are? They're alive. And they're here. And as long as you're alive and you're here, there's promise. There's hope. Because that's what gets lost when you throw families under the bus. When you decide that having children is the worst thing on earth you can do. Is that you eliminate hope. If there's somebody that there's something in the next generation that's going to save the group. We're not doing a very good job. Hopefully somebody in the future will do better. But we need to make sure there's going to be a future. The next Einstein has to be born. Are you going to be a party to that? A party to the next wonderful person that helps us leap ahead as humanity? Or are you going to say, oh no, I found out that I'm this, or I found out that I'm that, or I'm exploring this part of my universe. You go, you know what? I think you need to stop thinking so much. And you need to get to marriage and procreation. If your marriage isn't going to produce children, I don't think there's much to that. Now, if you find out later you can't have kids, that's one thing. If you purposely go into one of these weird union. I'm trying to be as nice as I can without just being just rude, because I'm sorry. I have absolutely no respect for gay people at all. All their rationalizations for their behavior are meaningless. I don't even care if it's natural. I don't even care if you have gay genes in your body that wants you to sexually pleasure yourself on a member of the same sex, grow up anyway. Grow up anyway. We're also naturally lazy. We're also naturally... We found out that we're naturally predisposed to wasting our time in front of video games, too. There's a lot of natural predispositions that we have to overcome. It's fascinating that one of the biological functions that every other creature seems to be able to pull off without a problem, we have used our advanced intellect, our ability to socialize behaviors out of ourselves somehow, or into ourselves, and it goes both ways. The one natural predisposition that we have that actually can be a positive thing. Whole sections of humanity want to get rid of it. Want to convince us that we don't want to do it. Don't have children. Oh, you don't want to get married. Being married is a falling change. And you go, no, it's not. It's the most ennobling thing you can do if pursued properly. That's what they use your brain for when there's a choice that you're presented with that isn't forced upon you by this life, that isn't just instinctual. You should always take the higher course. Take the higher course. Don't take the easier course. That has always been the road to depression, despair, and suicide. Everything about society that's falling apart and we're having problems with and we really need to work on, we ignore or just use it as social dressing to try to get people to behave in a more selfish way. And you go, selfishness is one of those things where you say, you know what, I've got a choice. I can choose to be selfish or choose not to be selfish. I'm going to take the higher course. That should be pretty obvious. What's the higher course? Don't be selfish. Put other people in before yourself. Don't think that you have the right to be alive and in this world, but you're like, oh, I could never bring a child into this whole cruel world. And you go, thank goodness your parents decided not to listen to that kind of rhetoric. That's garbage. You get kids into this world. You do the best you can for them. If you don't like the way society behaves, make it better for your children. Don't make it better for yourself. That's selfish. Make it better for your children. You go, oh, make it better for other people's children. You go, well, you know what? You're likely to do stupid things unless they're your own kids. It's just like anything else. You can think all day long, there was just a bombing at a little teeny bopper concert in Manchester, England. And it's amazing to hear the stories of people coming out and saying, you don't know our pain. And you go, you're right, we don't. We don't know your pain. We need to be a little more selfish. And it's going to be tough because these people are going to be hurting, and that's all they're going to be feeling right now. Is it selfish? Yes. They need to get past that, but it's going to take some time. Come on. So, that's kind of where these kinds of things came. Tricky. I mean, you have to be in the right frame of mind. A lot of people aren't. A lot of people like to live in the universe where everyone around them is all involved and so selfish. They think that the ultimate virtue is to fight for everybody's right to be as selfish as they want to be. And you go, well, I want freedom too. At the same time, I also want to encourage people to take the highest one, to be selfless, to have a marriage. Number one, the most important institution in life is marriage, and not wedding, not living together, not going and getting a piece of paper that gives you legal rights, all the things that people who chase the deviancy and want equality of for their deviancy. Marriage to produce children within the group. Now these other weird things, I you know, and if I offend you, you need to be offended. Sorry. I'm totally for offending people that need to be offended. Life is not about being offended. Life is about trying to find meaning and being authentic and knowing what people mean, knowing what society means. You do, but to think that the rest of us need to respect your decision and to honor it, I respect and honor your ability to make a decision. Now I get my total right to criticize and not think very much of the decision you made. Let's not mix things up. People do that to try to justify what they're doing. You're not respecting my ability to make choices, I suppose. So it's not a question of your ability to make choices. You're obviously making choices. Made obvious by the fact that you're not choosing my course. You're still alive. I didn't kill you or something. Of course you can make your own choice. So it doesn't mean you have to accept them. Yes. And love, socialization, acceptance, all these get wrapped up in the decisions that we make. I think the basic philosophy that tries to say that you should be loving and accepting of everybody for everybody, period, can't stop becoming more and more obvious of people who say they're being motivated by their faith, whether it's Islamic or Christian or flying spaghetti monsters. Your take on that thing, the slaves who would kill a bunch of people, they're the ones that would see you, a lick of her, and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know what's caused us. I don't know if folks like myself know what's caused us. Certain stuff done by people who don't know how to regulate themselves and feel like they've got some kind of, it's like, oh boy, I don't have to restrain myself. And my religion says I don't have to. And you go, you know what, I don't think any religion preaches that. It preaches non-self-restraint. If you're there for this, huh? You win. How can you ever not?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do it, yeah.